This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. For more than 60 years, Santa's house in Belleville's historic downtown square has been a mainstay of the holiday season. Combined with an open-air German Christmas market and white lights that drape across Main Street, experiencing Christmas time in Belleville is a tradition for many Metro East families. Up the green stairs and through the green door of this small red house sits none other than Santa Claus himself. And that's where our producer, Jada Jones, was able to catch up with Addie and her family from Maryville.
How old are you?
4.
Oh, I knew you were getting to be a big girl, but wow, 4 years old? Are you being good? What are you hoping I'm going to bring you for Christmas?
Princess Lego presents.
Oh, do you like Legos?
Yeah.
Okay.
Along with Addie, there were other children excited to see Santa Claus, to talk with him and get a photo. A few of those kids shared what was on their Christmas wish list.
Barbie dolls. I think Maui's Hook.
A Heart Bar.
An Oculus Free Quest.
PS5 and PC.
A skibbity toilet head.
A stuffed
animal.
A unicorn academy.
A WWE belt.
The Optimist Club of Belleville organizes and runs Santa's House. Over the years, its passionate volunteers, might we say elves, have had a front row seat to seeing generations of families visit the house. And that's true for two other Belleville women who were there with their families.
Probably because we'd always get hot chocolate and then stand out here, and we did PJs, so that was like a family time for us.
I have ornaments, like the same ornaments when my kids were little. This is my grandson, and it's the exact same backdrop and everything, so it's kind of cool that now I get to come back with him.
Santa's House is open on the weekends and most weekday evenings. And joining me out now to share more about the history of Santa's House is Cindy Hawkins, co-president of the Optimist Club in Belleville. Cindy, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So in the introduction, I talked about what Belleville is like at Christmas time. But for people who haven't been there, what does downtown Belleville look and feel around Christmas?
It really does have the feel of a Christmas movie. We have Santa's house on the square. We have the authentic German Christmas market, which has over 30 vendors of handmade crafts. We have great restaurants, boutiques that line Main Street, and we have a free horse-drawn trolley. We also have entertainment, all Christmas-related.
Mm-hmm. Sounds very lively.
It is.
And as far as the Santa's house goes, what is the history behind that?
I can always remember, I'm a native Bellevillian, and can remember that there was always Santa on the public square. But in 1963, a gentleman named Alan Bott, who was a brewery worker, came up with a prototype of the current house, took it to the chamber, and they said yes, they would finance it. Mm-hmm. So over the years, a number of people have been in charge of caring for that, and since 1994, it's been in our care.
How did that come about?
Well, the previous club mm-hmm. that was taking care of it, whether it was financial or manpower, said, you know, they really didn't want to do it any longer. Mm-hmm. So the Optimist stepped up, and Santa is welcomed to Belleville every year with a parade, which is the Friday after Thanksgiving. And so in 1994, we took on the Santa House and also the Santa Parade.
Mm-hmm. Was there any change to that during the pandemic?
Yes.
Okay.
That was the only year that Santa's house did not move to the public square.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very heart-wrenching decision. Our late mayor, Mark Eckert, and I talked a lot about it and decided it was better not to move it up there.
Right.
So, yes, since as long as I can remember, there had always been Santa's presence on the square.
Mm-hmm. It must have been quite a joy to bring it back then.
Oh, it was. and in 2018, we were painting it, preparing it, and I put my paintbrush up and the paintbrush went through the wood. So we decided it was time. And my son is a contractor and he and I donated the labor. We had lots of donations, in-kind donations, generous donations from the city and Belleville Main Street, and we were able to completely revamp the house. So we feel like it's ready to go for another 20 years.
What other kind of upkeep is required?
Well, it's a lot less now because we were able to get the house undercover for storage, and so it doesn't, it's not out in the elements. Mm-hmm. And so occasionally we'll have to recarpet or, you know, do something like that, repaint. But it's in pretty good shape.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is an edifice. It's a building. But obviously it's the people coming through who really make it such a special space. What is maybe the most heartfelt memory someone has shared with you about Santa's house?
Well, we've had marriage proposals. We've had gender reveals. We have people who come every year with their family. And some years there are new additions and some years there are people who can't make it back.
Right.
And but probably the most heart-wrenching one was a young man who lost his life and his family chose to donate his heart. Mm-hmm. And through a transplant event at Busch Stadium, those two families met. And there's an organization called Catherine Cares, which makes heartbeat bears. And so they made 8 heartbeat bears for this young man's family and asked if Santa could present them. So both families came together at our Santa house and the children got heartbeat bears of their Uncle Donovan.
Oh, that's really beautiful.
It was.
So the kinds of visitors who come through, it's not just people who are local. You have visitors who are coming from all around the world. What is it that seems to appeal to folks who are coming from places that include, you know, Germany, Ukraine, Japan?
Well, I think it's nice for them to see, it is a representation of what Christmas is to the children. And we have families. It was pouring rain on Saturday, and I was down there, and I saw a family of 5 running across the parking lot, all in matching Christmas pajamas. So people do things like that because
right.
it's. I saw a very harried young mother the other night, and she said, "This mom has just about had it." But she said, "My grandma brought me, my mom," and she said, "I'm going to keep this up for my kids."
Mm-hmm.
So.
And you are no stranger to Santa's house, your own memories, too. What is your favorite memory?
Oh, gosh. I remember when Santa's house was just a little tiny, almost a box. And there was hardly room for the chair and for a child. But my mother took me every year. And when Santa got his new house, it was pretty special.
Cindy Hawkins is co-president of the Optimist Club in Belleville. Cindy, thank you for joining us and sharing your own memory, too.
Thank you.
This episode was produced by Jada Jones.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.